cars zoom past the wooded land that surrounds Grant Creek on North Douglas Highway on Tuesday morning. It's located just a few minutes beyond the bridge from downtown Juneau. The area is quiet. Nothing but a few single-family homes are nearby, and only a handful of people walk past it on the shoulder of the highway. But soon, that could all change. On Monday, the Juneau Assembly approved rezoning more than 200 acres of city-owned property to increase the housing density in those areas. It includes land north and south of Grant Creek and west of the Bonnie Bray and Blacktail subdivisions on North Douglas. And they also approved rezoning some land in the Auk Bay area.
These resolutions today are actionable steps that will help address the housing shortage in Juneau and allow the community to grow into the cultural and economic hub that's needed to create lifelong residents in Juneau.
That's Michael Riederer, a North Douglas resident who lives adjacent to one of the rezoned lots. He testified in favor of all the rezonings approved by the Assembly at the Monday night meeting.
As a member of a longtime North Douglas family, I have no concerns about the possible additional traffic burden and look forward to seeing new families in the neighborhood.
Rezoning the land to have a higher density means more units can be built there than what was authorized before, so more people can live there. It's just one way the Assembly and City are trying to incentivize developers to build more housing in the borough. That's especially needed as a U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker is slated to be homeported in Juneau, bringing more residents to town in the coming years, and as annual glacier flooding of the Mendenhall River threatens homes in the Mendenhall Valley. Here's Dan Blydorn, the city's land and resource manager, at a previous meeting on the topic.
The market is stuck, and you know, part of this like multiple zone change scenario is to try to get multiple types of city property ready for development or disposal at a future time when plans can be worked on.
Not everyone is on board with the idea. Auk Bay resident Heather Marlowe says she was concerned about landslides and whether people in the rezoned lots could get insurance for their homes if they happened.
As many of you are aware, the area in Southeast Alaska has seen landslides yearly for several years. If this area is rezoned and developed, are we setting up an area that's not considered for landslide coverage?
During previous meetings on the topic, other residents expressed concerns about the increased traffic more housing could bring to the North Douglas area and the lack of access it has to emergency services. North Douglas resident Gary Gillette testified at a Planning Commission meeting in October.
I understand the need to increase housing, but if we do it and put people in harm's way, that's not a service to the community.
He asked the rezones on North Douglas be stalled until a second crossing from Douglas Island to Juneau is built, though that plan is likely years away from even breaking ground. Though the Assembly approved the rezones, it doesn't necessarily guarantee developers will want or will be able to afford to build there. High interest rates and the cost of materials continue to be barriers for many developers from breaking ground on new projects. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.